I said, she's had her sins repented. He's got his sins repented of. So we're on the way down to the floor. And so, you know, everybody's standing around. There was another older woman that brought her. And this old woman, they brought her, and she was in a wheelchair. She hadn't walked in 7 years. And whenever I, down on the floor with this one, Cheryl's down there with me. Boy, we're just casting these demons out of the wall. I said, you're delivered, woman, in the name of Jesus. And I break every curse over you and command every demon to leave you now. Don't ever come back in Jesus' name. I said, it's done. Forget it. Get up. Stand up. You're healed. She starts staggering around. She gets up and she said, wow. She said, the pain's all gone in my chest. I said, I know. You are delivered, girl. And so I said, now you're fine. Praise God. And so, man, she heard her husband. They were talking and everything. And I looked over here and this older woman that was sitting there in the wheelchair that they brought. And her husband said, see there? I told you that if you come and let him pray for you, I guarantee you Jesus will heal you. I said, woman, you want to be healed? She said, yes. I just reached up and took her by the hand like this. I said, get out of that wheelchair, woman. And I just jerked her up like that. She just jumped up out of that wheelchair and just walked off. Just walked off. It was, my faith was mountain high. Now, what did Jesus say we can do? Can we cast out devils? And what else did he say there? He said, you shall speak with new tongues. You shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, when's the last time somebody got some medicine like AA got? That's poison. It's poison, and it was killing him. You know how many of us go back to the doctor to try to get something to counteract that poison? Most of us do. When, what did God promise you you could do if you get any kind of deadly poison in your body? What did he say you could do with that? It will not. But you've got to believe that. You've got to believe that and claim that. So let's say you eat something that's not too good. Well, you know, that fish tasted a little bit spoiled or something. That's probably going to give me diarrhea. You ever hear anybody make statements like that? That's probably going to give me a stomachache. I'm probably going to be sick a week. Have you ever heard people make stupid statements like that that are Christians? We may have done it ourselves. I probably done it before I learned the word. But no more. It says there, if any deadly thing, it shall not hurt me. So if I eat something, and somebody says, you know, I think that wasn't no good, I said, it ain't going to hurt me. Is that what it says? It ain't going to hurt me. I ain't gonna put God to the test. If they tell me it's spoiled, I ain't going to eat it. But if I eat it, and it tastes okay, and then they say, I think that was spoiled, I said, no problem, it can't touch me. It can't hurt me. What about getting a rattlesnake bite? How many people do you know that are Christians, if a rattlesnake bites them, what's the first thing they do? What's the first thing they do? Panic! Can't get to the doctor quick. Like, hey, call 911, right, AA?
I did.
You did? But that's the way most of us do it, isn't it? That's the way we do it. How many of us, as Christians, we need to get to the point where we can stand on these promises in God's Word? Right, young lady? We need to be able to stand on God's Word. Wait. Nobody else can hear you. Let me give you a microphone right quick so they'll be able to hear what you're saying. Praise the Lord.
The testimony that my husband Joseph, when he was sitting in the computer at night and he started having chest pains and he started having the pains running up and down his arm, but he said, Lord, I'm ready to come home if this is a heart attack, but I'm working on this book and I kind of like to finish it. And if that's good in your sight, then I'm just trusting to you. I'm not calling 911.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to the hospital.
I know. And he got healed.
And he got instantly
healed. Amen. I remember that story. Yes, praise the Lord. That was a good story. Now, the way Joseph did it, is that the way all of us should do it?
Amen.
In other words, whenever a pain or something comes upon you, and of course, Joseph, you know, he's up there a few years. He's, I don't remember now. How old are you, Joseph? 81 now, okay. This was a year or so ago, right?
2 years ago,
okay. How many men that 79 or 80 years old, if you get a pain in your arm and in your chest and everything, which is the symptoms of a heart attack, would say, okay, Lord, you know, I'm working on a book for you, but if it's my time to come home, I'm ready. But if it's not my time to come home, then I'll finish this book for you. So whichever way it is, Lord, it's okay, but I know everything's okay. And so the pain goes away, and he finishes his book. Now, is that what you call standing on the Word? That's exactly standing on the word. They shall take up, he says, they shall speak with new tongues. Now, of course, the Baptist church I come of, that come out of, they were totally against speaking in tongues. In fact, when I got Kathy, one of the beautiful little girls that works for us, when I met Kathy, she had this little bitty tiny baby. She was living in her car. She was in bad, bad shape. And I led her to Jesus, and she got filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, she didn't go to church, so she didn't know what the Holy Ghost was. All she knew is when she got saved, all of a sudden she started speaking in a language she couldn't understand what it was. She just got the gift of tongues. God baptized her with the gift of tongues. And, of course, she started coming to my Sunday church service, which I was a teacher and a deacon at the Baptist church down here in Justin. So she would come down there, and she'd be bubbling over telling everybody about how Jesus saved her. She's so grateful. And then she'd be talking to one of these women. You know, here's one of the women there, and I'd introduce her, and she's just talking, telling them everything. And then all of a sudden she breaks into tongues, and the lady's sitting there looking at me and looking at her, and I said, she's just speaking in tongues. She just got a little excited. I said, that's the Holy Ghost. And I remember two or three of the women doing this to her. Kathy, just be patient. All that'll go away. Oh. I'd get her off to the side and I'd say, Kathy, we don't want this to go away. We want this mighty Holy Ghost power to stay there forever. I said, don't listen to these ladies in the Baptist church. I said, they don't know what speaking in tongues is. They've never done it. They don't believe in it. I said, but the Word of God teaches it. So, and he says, after he says, you shall take up serpents. Now, that's the devil himself. Did you know you and me, if we're walking in obedience to God's Word, we can handle the devil in our hands, and he cannot touch us. He cannot touch us. You shall take up serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt you. Like I said, any kind of poison, an ant bite, a sting, wasp stings. I mean, I have seen, in fact, I taught this over in Louisville, I guess it was, somewhere out there. I think it was Louisville. Anyway, I had several mothers and fathers there, and when we got to this, I was telling them about what they could do. I said, you know, if you get an ant bite, you get a sting, you get a snake bite, or whatever, you can stand on these promises of God's Word. And I said, they'll work if you do it in faith. Well, it was only a couple of weeks later that one of the mothers, her son was out playing. It was summertime. He was playing. He's like 16 years old out in the back, and he turned over something, a big wasp nest under there, and a big wasp, two or three of them come up, and stung him right on the neck. And just a great big old red thing, he come running in the house, Mama, Mama, get the medicine. I just had a couple of big wasps sting me on the neck. And Mama said, just a minute, son, I'll go get the Bible. He said, Mama, we don't want the Bible. We need some medicine. She said, son, I've learned the Bible is the best medicine in the world. She opens it up, lays her hand on that little neck right there, and quotes that verse. And no deadly poison shall hurt my son in the name of Jesus. She said, now, Lord, thank you. I took my hand off, and he says, wow, Mom, it don't hurt anymore. She said, he did it for me just like that. Now, does the Word of God work? Under the new covenant, we have these awesome promises that we can cast out devils. So here's what happens. Somebody comes in, I say, how are you doing today? Oh, I must be having lots of trouble with the devil. He's really been after me this week. I said, why don't you stop sinning and cast him out? Well, see, only when you sin do you open the door to the devil. Now, I want to confirm to you what I'm saying here. I want to take you to an awesome, wonderful promise in 1 John 5:18. I want you to see this wonderful promise in 1 John 5:18. Oh, before we leave there, it says, and you shall lay hands on the sick, and what happens? They shall recover. That's exactly right. Okay, now then let's go to 1 John 5:18. Lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Isn't that an awesome promise, Billy?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's an awesome promise. Let's look at this now. We know that those who have become part of God's family do not make a practice of sinning. Now then, if you're God's child, how much sin are you supposed to do? Not supposed to do any. There's supposed to be no sin in a child of God's life. And Jesus clearly tells us there, we know that those who have become part of God's family, in other words, you were born again, do not make a practice of sinning. In other words, what's the difference between making a little tiny mistake and just doing something every day the same? So let's say that, like this little girl that gave her testimony the other day, that was a Christian. She moved in with a boy. She's living with him. Is that practicing sinning? Yeah, that's practicing sin. She moved in with him. And it's wrong. And when she heard it was wrong, she hated the preacher. She didn't like what God says. But she didn't realize that God was tormenting her until she, when she did learn it, she quit sinning. I prayed for her, and then God forgave her, and she got well. Isn't that wonderful? He's an awesome God. We know that those who have become part of God's family do not make a practice of sinning, for God's Son holds them securely, and the evil one cannot get his hands on them. Now, if you don't practice sinning, Jesus has got you in his hands, and can the devil touch you? No, he cannot. According to that verse right there, the devil cannot touch you. So what if you sin? He can touch you, can't he? Yeah, he can get you. I've given this scenario lots of times. You've read in the scriptures, I'm sure, in the book of Matthew where he says, narrow is the path that leads to eternal life. And few there will be that will find that path. So let's just say that path is only 1 foot wide. Now then, how many of you feel like you could walk on a 1 foot board? Yeah, nearly every one of us. Well, I mean, a 1 foot board, that's pretty wide. You know, so we take a 1 foot board. So let's just say that I lay a 1 foot board down here from the end to the end of the building and say, let's see who can walk down that. No problem, man. They just jump on that. They're paying attention off over here, looking. They're walking down. Hey, they can walk that. No problem, right? No problem. I said, okay, now then I'm going to change that scenario a little bit, and I'm going to build it up off the floor about 6 feet. Now I'm going to put a little platform here, put some runners under it, and now then the board's up here, right here, still only 1 foot wide, but now I want you to get down there, and we'll cut a hole in the wall on the other side and put a ladder up there, and you get up and you walk that. Are you going to be a little more careful walking that thing now? Okay, so now then all of a sudden I really make it exciting or interesting. I say, now then, if you're walking on this, you're walking in His love and grace and mercy.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.